About 8 p.m. last night, police and emergency services were called to the northern end of Sawtell Beach at Sawtell. A large group of people had gathered at that location and a fight had ensued. A 16-year-old boy was stabbed as a result of an altercation at that location. He was conveyed to Coffs Harbour Hospital, where he underwent surgery in regards to the injuries he received. A crime scene was established at the location and a number of items were seized, and a certain amount of security footage and local footage was obtained from Snapchat videos, basically, or local videos that have been sent out. Police have a large amount of video footage of the incident and are currently seeking a male offender in regards to that. At this stage, we believe the weapon was a knife.
Has the offender not been taken into custody yet?
At this stage, the offender has not been arrested. Police are conducting a number of inquiries, a number of locations across the area in order to locate the offender. We encourage him to come forward to the police station. We're going to continue. There's a large number of police that are involved in this investigation at this time, and we encourage him to come forward to the police station and present himself. Well, at the moment, in regards to the incident, where the fight started between a number of other parties, one male intervened, the alleged offender intervened in that fight. So we believe at least four or five people were involved in the fight to start with. I can give you a number of injuries. Basically, there was a number of stab wounds to the torso caused significant injuries. The young 16-year-old victim is currently in hospital in a serious but stable condition in intensive care at Coffs Harbour Hospital.
There was a young male who pulled the offender off the victim at one point at the end. While obviously it showed a lot of courage, it's probably not something that you would recommend in that situation.
You've got to look after yourself first, obviously, in those circumstances. It's about being safe first. Can you save and assist that person then? Look, it's a brave act to actually be involved in that, and I commend the young fella in regards to that, but I encourage him to come forward and provide information and any evidence that he may have.
In recent days, there's been a lot of knife attacks, one where another fatal knife attack on a boy at Lake Macquarie, another knife attack at Woi Woi. Is there a concern with the number of people that, you know, seem to be thinking it's okay to take knives with them?
It is an offence to carry a knife in a public place without a reasonable excuse. Police conduct searches when they have lawful reason to conduct those searches. People should not be carrying knives around. Whatever reason, they should not be carrying knives around. They are a fatal instrument. But certainly at this stage, we believe alcohol is a factor. In regards to drugs, that's part of the investigation.
Obviously, underage drinking as well in a public place on the beaches, there has to be obviously some responsibility back on parents of what they're doing and where the children are.
Look, at this stage, our main concern is in regards to the investigation of the stabbing. And look, you know, Coffs Harbour and Sawtell is not part of the stay at home and all those conditions in regards to that. But we encourage people to do the right thing by the community. You know, Coffs Clarence Police District and this area have put a lot of work in regards to keeping their people safe over the last 12, 18 months. And we encourage people to think about the consequences of their actions when taking their children around or taking themselves around and gathering in such large locations. At this stage, the knife has not been recovered. Police are conducting inquiries in regards to the location of that weapon, yes.